From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The off-duty officer involved in the fatal shooting death of Vondrett Myers Jr. last October will not be charged. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce released her report yesterday, which says a criminal violation could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt in Myers' death. The unnamed officer was patrolling a neighborhood as a security guard when he approached Myers. The report says the officer had reason to suspect Myers was armed, and a chase ensued. Authorities say Myers fired at least three shots at the officer, who then returned fire. An attorney for the family says he believes Myers was never armed, and the family intends to file a wrongful death lawsuit within the next 10 days. Governor Jay Nixon says the University of Missouri-Columbia will receive $10 million in state funds for a new learning center in its business school. Nixon explained yesterday the money is for the $20 million Applied Learning Center in the Trulask College of Business. The school is expected to provide another $10 million in private donations for the new addition. Plans for the four-story building include a 250-seat auditorium, laboratories, and open spaces for students to study. Nixon had previously withheld this money due to delayed revenues, but revenue collections have been increasing so far this year. Nixon also released $7.4 million for a new enterprise center at the University of Missouri-Kansas City last week. Missouri's newly appointed state auditor says problems still linger in Jackson County Circuit Court and need to be addressed nearly a year after the former court administrator was sentenced to federal prison for embezzling almost $80,000. Court officials countered that auditor Nicole Galloway failed to mention the audit is nearly a year old and all of the issues it identified have been resolved. Galloway issued a news release yesterday critical of the county's accounting problems, handling of investments, and unbalanced ledgers. Court spokeswoman Valerie Hartman says the court has been working with the state auditor's office for nearly 3 years and has addressed problems created by former court administrator Teresa York. Galloway's audit gives the court a fair rating, just one level above the lowest rating possible. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.